The U.S. Olympic Committee could decide this week which Mountain West city could host the 2030 Winter Games. As James Dawson reports, both cities have a complicated history when it comes to the Olympics.
Complicated, as in one of the cities was accused of under-the-table payments to members of the International Olympic Committee. We'll get to that in a bit, but first, let's go to Denver.
The Denver Olympic story starts in a land of Olympian proportions, the American West.
The Mile High City was tapped to host the Winter Games in 1976. Dick Lamb was a state lawmaker at the time and supported his city's bid at first.
Reality hit us all in the head.
Reality is in the price tag, one that kept going up.
When the Rocky Mountain News started looking into this, every 2 weeks, the numbers would change.
Lamb also realized that some of the sites chosen for the Games didn't even get snow every year.
So it was really one item after another that slowly ate away at the support of the Olympics.
So he got together with some friends and formed a group to stop them. They put together a ballot initiative to ban the use of public money for the Games.
We had enough intelligence agencies out there that were feeding us information that we sort of knew we were going to win.
And they did, making Denver the only city in the world to be awarded the Olympic Games and to give them back. Lamb was ecstatic. He said on election night, an excited supporter lifted him onto his shoulders.
My head touched the ceiling, and he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, the next governor of Colorado."
Which he became for three terms. Jump ahead to today, and Rob Cohen is pushing to host again. Still, he says turning down the Olympics in 76 was a good choice for that time.
The people of Colorado got many issues right around the Olympic Games.
For example, he says the Games were expensive, and host cities shouldn't rely on taxpayer money to pay for them. He says Denver's current bid doesn't do that. As to whether the IOC has forgiven Denver for backing out of the Games 4 decades ago, he thinks they have, mostly.
Somebody said it to me very well. They said, that Denver has a black eye, but all black eyes fade.
And speaking of black eyes, the other Mountain West city in the running for 2030 has one of its own. When Salt Lake City landed the 2002 Olympics, it started off well with people celebrating on the steps of City Hall.
The place just absolutely erupted.
That's Howard Berkus, a longtime correspondent for NPR who's lived in Salt Lake City for decades.
And there were thousands of people there, watching and listening and cheering.
However, Berkus says that Olympic fever soon came crashing down.
A letter was leaked to Chris Van Oker, a reporter at Channel 4 in Salt Lake City, and he held up the letter on TV and he said,
"This is a letter the Salt Lake Olympic folks probably didn't want us to get."
Essentially, the letter showed that the Salt Lake Hosting Committee had been paying the college tuition for the daughter of an IOC member. Berkus says that was only the beginning of what the media uncovered, including
apartment expenses, a rent, for travel expenses, for land deals, for free skis and surgeries.
All for IOC members, and again paid for by Salt Lake's hosting committee. These revelations led to congressional hearings, criminal charges, and the resignations and expulsions of a number of IOC members.
Nobody wanted to be affiliated with the Olympics because of the dark cloud hanging over the situation at that point in time.
That's Fraser Bullock. He was brought in by Mitt Romney, who was heading his investment company Bain Capital at the time. Bullock says his mission was to fix Salt Lake's reputation and save the bid.
We closed the budget gap. We showed that we're going to do the right thing in every case. There, an excitement began to build.
He says approval ratings went through the roof, and Salt Lake hosted what was widely considered a successful Winter Olympics. Bullock wants to repeat that success in 2030. Along with Denver, though, Salt Lake is one of a shrinking number of cities worldwide willing to take on the Games. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm James Dawson.